See, they don't want me to talk about this. They keep saying, Anton, be quiet. Don't talk about it. It's not a thing. You shouldn't do it. We got other things to talk about. Nah, let me tell y'all. Let me show y'all a story that just came out 3 hours ago. Nah, we gonna go down. This is the derailment show. I'm gonna read Super Chat show shortly. This is the millionaire derailment show today. This was just dropped on Fox News. Check this out.
All right, to a Fox News alert. The accuser at the center of the infamous 2006 Duke LaCrosse rape case just admitted to making the whole story.
Y'all want to go back there? Y'all want to go back? Okay, let's go back.
All right, to a Fox News alert. The accuser at the center of the infamous 2006 Duke LaCrosse rape case just admitted to making the whole story up.
Chandley Painter is here with the details. Hey, Chandley.
Hey, good morning. That's right. It was a huge national story back in 2006 when Crystal Mangum falsely accused three Duke LaCrosse players of raping her while she was performing as a stripper at a teen party in March of that year. And now, more than 18 years later, she is finally admitting that she lied about it all, saying.
So, should I believe all women or no? I just want to know, should I believe? Come on, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Funny how I've been talking about this and I've been using this as an example for a long time. Let's talk about it real quick. Let's deep dive into it. Let me fast forward back where my spot was. Let's go back. Let's talk about it for a minute. Because I don't want to hear no
Fox News alert. The accuser at the center of the infamous 2006 Duke LaCrosse rape case just admitted to making the whole story up.
Chandley Painter is here with the details. Hey, Chandley.
Hey, good morning. That's right. It was a huge national story back in 2006 when Crystal Mangum falsely accused three Duke LaCrosse players of raping her while she was performing as a stripper at a teen party in March of that year. And now, more than 18 years later, she is finally admitting that she lied about it all, saying this, quote, "I testified falsely against them by saying that they raped me when they didn't, and that was wrong. And I betrayed the trust of a lot of other people who believed in me. I made up."
This is crazy, right? No, it ain't crazy, because y'all keep saying believe everything. Just don't wait for the evidence to come out. Just believe everything, right?
Story that wasn't true because I wanted validation from people and from God.
So when I say, you know what, I think we should reserve judgment and we shouldn't just automatically say that somebody did something or just throw people under the bus by default by thinking that, oh, yeah, they did it. They did it. No. Listen, because we don't have to know who they are. We don't have to find out their character. We don't have to know anything. Nothing. We don't have to know nothing. We don't have to deep dive into it. We don't have to figure it out. All we do is just believe women. Let's just believe them. Why? Just believe them. Let them ruin lives. They'll come back 18 years later and make sense of the thing, right?
The 46-year-old also apologized to the three Duke players who were all found innocent of the crimes and later sued the university after their case was dismissed in 2007.
David, Colin, and Reed all had their lives upended. David, Colin, and Reed, and then the whole team who got their whole season suspended, all of their lives is ruined forever. Their names, when you put them in Google, is going to forever be tied to an accusation that was false against them. Forever.
An undisclosed settlement. And the prosecutor on the case, Mike Nafon, was later disbarred for lying in court and withholding DNA evidence, which ultimately absolved the young men. And at the time, Magnum was not prosecuted for perjury due to questions about her mental health. But she is currently behind bars serving time after a jury convicted her of second-degree murder in the stabbing death of her boyfriend in 2013.
So she was supposed to be the one that was locked up. And she wound up coming out and killing somebody else. So now the only reason she having this come to Jesus moment is because she ain't got nothing else to do. And she's sitting in prison and she's being held accountable and she forced to sit down. And so the only reason she even having this conversation, because who's to say that she would ever even admit or give these guys some kind of closure? She accused them of something. So really, they was in the room with a future murderer that was going to lie on them and then take somebody else's life. But I'm supposed to, by default, believe everything that anybody say about anybody, especially when they going in a shakedown for a lawsuit. Now, that doesn't mean that the people, the real estate bros, Jay-Z, whoever, right? That I heard is three new men that just filed a new lawsuit against Diddy. That don't mean that it's not a possibility of it happening. But what I always say is, let's let the justice system reveal the evidence. Let's reserve judgment. And let's put our thinking caps on and look at the details. Look at the accuser. Let's deep dive into their background. Let's better understand who they are. These people should not be anonymous. It shouldn't be no Jane Doe accusing Jay-Z. No, I want to see if you a booger wolf or not. Anton, why do it matter? What if she the chick that we just reviewed the video on? She the chick that we just reviewed the video on Pop the Balloon last night, whose voice was like this, whose voice was deeper than mine's. So you telling me Jay was interested in that? Because that matters. If you get a chick that look like, if you get a chick that look like who done and who, what, when, where, why, and how, but she protect herself and she say, well, nah, you know what? I want to be named as complaining A. I have a hard time rolling with that, because for some reason, I think that if she get in front of a jury and she say, yeah, man, he got me, but she look like a booger wolf, they going to be like, nah, you're not going to get me. No. And so I'm not just going to automatically believe everything that everybody say just because they said it. That's unconstitutional. It's unreasonable. Now, 18 years later, she want to admit it. You done already ruined my life. Yo, Jay-Z did this to me. Get the hell out of here. I want to know all of the details before I make a judgment.
And even now with her admission, Mangum says, Mangum could not be charged, with perjury because of the statute of limitations, of course, in the state of North Carolina. Guys, back to you.
That's right. We knew she was lying. She got caught lying, but we haven't had her admission. But you pointed out something about her background.
Yeah, I think Chandler just mentioned it. She's serving prison. She's in prison for murdering her boyfriend.
Yeah. So she's out of the.
She is. And Chandler mentioned that she cannot be held liable in North Carolina because of the statute of limitations. It's only 2 years. Chandler also mentioned the DA. Remember Nifong? He was on the news all the time. And shortly after the players were charged, he said, there is no doubt about this being a sexual assault that it took place. And he said it was racially motivated. And then when he was disbarred because he withheld DNA evidence that would have helped the players, but that never came out.
People have a right to come forward with their allegations, and I think we should litigate them in court. But there has to be a severe penalty when people go out there and just make up stuff, lie, 100%. And destroy people's
and
lives.
Somebody said I would sue her.
What was she?
In prison? What do you mean you would sue her? She in prison for killing somebody else, for killing her boyfriend. That's the thing about lawsuits. You can sue broke people all you want. All you doing is costing yourself more legal fees and creating more of a headache for yourself. The only time it's worth it to sue somebody is if they got something to lose. Why Jay ain't suing this person? What? Because they broke. They broke. Where you gonna go? What you gonna do? She ain't got nothing. She in prison. What you gonna do? You gonna sue her? That's the danger with people that's being able to say whatever they want to say when they want to say it. Because when people ain't got nothing to lose, they can crash out with no repercussions. They ain't got to worry about it. She planned on killing her boyfriend later on that day anyway. What difference do it make? Let's ruin this person's reputation and say anything. What I got to lose? I ain't got nothing. Hey, he did this to me. I was over there. What do you mean, sewer?
She 80-something, the lady that falsely accused Emmett Till of it. She was 80-something, and she finally admitted that she was lying. And people were like, she shouldn't stand trial for that. Absolutely. I don't care what age you are. When you finally reach your conscience of wanting to tell the truth about a situation, you should be prosecuted. There should be severe penalty. These guys are never going to have their lives back. The damage has been done.
And reframe Emmett Till? He was killed by a. He was killed by.
He was lynched. Mm-hmm. He was 14 years old. Was falsely accused by a woman, and later on in her life, I think she just died like a year ago. She was in her 80s.
I'm
she
finally super came forward and said
it was all. It was not true. Yeah. So there's consequences. Now I'm not saying this is the same in his way because no one was lynched, but their lives were destroyed as well. So there has to be consequences for that. If it's true, let it be litigated in court. I just hope this is a cautionary tale for the media. Don't just run with allegations.
You just reminded me too. You know what did happen? The coach got fired.
Yes.
Immediately. And he ended up.
The coach, everybody lost their job. Everybody's life was upended. Everybody's family was affected by this. Everybody's life is affected when people out here say stuff and when we just automatically, without any evidence, just take people's word for it. I say, well, listen, it could happen. It could not have happened. Let's see what the evidence says and then make an assessment then. Let's hold off while we in a rush. We ain't in a rush. We going to be here tomorrow. And everybody say, no, burn them at the stake. Fire them. Let them lose their job. That's the same thing that happened with the Me Too movement. Coach lose his job. Players lose their opportunities. Everything just go out the window. And we just be like, oh well, let's just keep it moving. 18 years later, she might admit it when she's sitting in prison. No, you just basically threw everybody's life in shambles.
Going to another school in Rhode Island, Bryant, and revitalizing that program. But he was considered one of the lead coaches. John Donowski, a fantastic coach, went down there with his son, and they restored the program. But essentially, he gets fired. They find out it's all a lie. Those kids, young, graduate. They can't get jobs. And now they don't want this on their resume. They're hoping their name's not picked up. But this is good news for them.
That's why, I mean.
18 years later. 18 years later. So then people say, well, Anton, you delusional. I was reserving that story for the night, but we can still talk about it on after hours. Anton, you delusional. I can't believe it. You should just believe in all conspiracy theories. No, I think that there is some truth to everything, but I want the whole truth. I don't want your truth. I don't know. I don't want his truth. I only want one side of the story. I want to wait and see before I make an assessment. That is the reasonable thing to do. It's the reason why I said innocent until proven guilty. But when we jump to conclusions and we convict people automatically in a court of public opinion and we take opportunities from them and remove food from their mouth just because we want to see somebody burned at the stake, that's the problem with people that make emotional decisions. You have to preserve and wait and be patient and then see how things play out. Why are we so quick to just automatically believe it? Oh, no, you should just believe her. Believe who? Believe what? Believe her? No, I don't believe her by default. I need to understand, why was she in the room with him? Why we ain't ever heard no woman come out and say, hey, Luigi was busting us down. He was crazy on us. Oh, but it's men that's coming out saying, ooh, he was great.